You're listening to the Lord's Radio Station. I'm Zipporah Mundy, and we have in our studio Charlotte Wayman. We are so glad to have her, and she has some good things to tell us about. Charlotte Wayman is a breast cancer survivor. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I'm so glad, and I kicked cancer's butt.
You did?
I did.
How many years was it? Like, how many years have you been a survivor?
In December will be 7 years.
7 years.
Yes.
And how are you feeling today?
I feel great.
That's
just
good.
Tired from work and work and more work.
Yes. And you inspire a lot of women, I understand, who are going through breast cancer.
Well, I hope so. I try to be there for people, and if someone has questions to ask about what I went through, I'm an open book and be glad to help them with anything they're going through, and just a support system.
That's good. Support is really important. And speaking of support, tell me about the support group that you are a part of.
I am a part of the Delta Survivors, which is a breast cancer support group that meets at UAMS, usually the last Tuesday of the month. And we are working together to fulfill our spiritual needs, to be supportive of each other and other women or men going through breast cancer or any other kind of cancer in that matter. But most of us all are caregivers or have had breast cancer. And we are working really hard to find ways to help people in need when they're going through the chemo or going through surgery, and maybe somebody doesn't have someone to carry them to the doctor's appointments. We want to be that person. We want to give them gas money if they don't have it, or if they haven't worked in a month and they don't have any other means of income, we want to be the person to say, okay, we're going to help you with your light bill, you know. So we're working really hard on getting that established and letting people know about our group and that we're there for them when they need us.
That is absolutely phenomenal. I know that it can be a challenging time when family member is going through a sickness. It's not just the person that is having to deal with it, but the whole family. And
right.
So you're basically, the group wants to be a community to those that really could use that.
That's a perfect way to put that.
Okay, wonderful. Now, what areas do you serve? Because I know the name is Delta Survivors, right?
Right.
So it's not limited to just Helena, West Helena?
We're doing Phillips County.
Okay. So what if a woman is listening and she's like, I've been wanting this, I've been needing this. How can she get in touch with the support group?
They can call Josephine Jackson. She is our president. I'm the VP.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that they can look up. They can Facebook message me, any of those ways. It's not hard to find us.
Got you. Well, you talked about being able to be there physically, take someone to the doctor if they need that, or even, you know, be able to give them financial support if they need that. So with that, I know that there's an event that's coming up that we've been talking about.
Yes.
So tell us about this event.
We are really excited. This coming Saturday in the Fred's parking lot, we are going to have a Guys in Pink car wash.
Okay.
So we're asking for guy volunteers to come out in their pink to support our Delta Survivor Breast Cancer Support Group. You know, all guys that have been a caregiver, has had a family member that may have gone through breast cancer, we want you to dress up in your best pink and come on and help us wash some cars from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And the donations are what we are taking for the car wash. The guy that's dressed in pink the best, I am making a chocolate pie for.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That should do it. You hear that, fellas?
Come on, guys.
The best dressed man in pink gets a homemade chocolate pie.
Yes.
That sounds so good. Now, if you're listening, now she said it's in the Fred's parking lot. Now, in case you don't know, there's Fred's and then there's Latest Craze. There's Goodies and there's Haze all right there.
Yes.
So if you don't have pink, You have stores right there where you can go
right.
and get a latest craze. They sell every color t-shirt.
Right.
So you can come on out, walk in, get your pink t-shirt, and jump in and help. And I think it's such a good cause. Like, it's such a good way to be able to help not just the support group, but the women that the women or men that the support group wants to support.
Right.
And so you never know who really is going to be in need at that time. And,
exactly.
and you, just by coming out and volunteering to help wash cars, or coming and getting your car washed and giving a donation, you are helping a community of people that you, it's a lot of people that have gone through or going through breast cancer that we
yes.
don't know because they're not telling their stories.
Right. A lot of people keep it very private,
mm-hmm.
unlike me, and I'm a talker. And that's the way that I think that's therapeutic to me,
yes.
is to talk about it and know that I'm not alone, because
yes.
once you start talking, someone says, oh, well, I did that too, or I went through that,
yes.
or no, it wasn't like that for me, you know, but it helps me to realize I wasn't alone in my fight, and I want others to know they're not alone in the fight.
Okay, that's good. I'm so glad that you are a talker and share your story.
My husband doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that. Now, is he coming in his pink?
Oh, definitely. He
okay.
doesn't have a choice.
He doesn't have a choice.
And I'm not making the pie for him.
I was going to ask you that next. Does he get a pie? Oh, but goodness. Okay, so if a man wants to come, he doesn't have to call or sign up or anything. He just shows up at Fred's.
Show up in his pink. I have several guys that work with Brian at the West Helena Fire Department
okay.
that are coming. Barton Fire Department
Wonderful.
Is helping out with their, they're going to have their truck there with the water in it
Phenomenal.
For us. And I hope many other guys will come out because, you know, I often think about if it wasn't for my husband, I don't know how I would have gotten through what I went through because
yeah.
he was, my mother and I were both going through cancer at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was both of our caregivers, and
yeah.
he was excellent. He was there 24/7. I never heard him gripe,
wow.
get mad, or anything. So support is definitely something that's appreciated and needed, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go through those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just am thankful that I was blessed that way.
Yes, I'm sitting here thinking hats off to your husband because I'm thinking about, you know, the traditional marriage vows that says through sickness and in health, and everybody doesn't mean those words.
Right.
And so it's really encouraging to
yeah.
see a man like say that and mean that and
mm-hmm.
really display that.
He showed up for me during that.
That's
for sure.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, okay, guys, you're needed this Saturday from 10 to 12 at the Fred's parking lot, and that's on Sebastian Street in Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. Come out in your pink and help support the women, or men too, because men get breast cancer
men
as well.
Men can get breast cancer.
Men can get breast cancer. So come out and support the Delta Survivors support group as they try to raise funds to be a blessing to those that are in need. And if you are listening and you want to come and get your car washed by these men in pink, and I think I definitely want to get my car
yes.
washed by men in pink, and
definitely.
I want to take pictures of this, but I would love that. And so we want to encourage you all to come out and just get your car cleaned on that day, leave a donation for the group, and really, really bless someone in need. Charlotte Wayman, thank you so much for taking time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you for having me. Thank you for being a blessing to our group. And you've been very involved with us. And I'm excited about Victober.
Yes, coming up in October.
Yes. And thank you so
yes,
much for
so
everything
welcome.
You've done for us.
Well, it's been such an encouragement to me. I've really enjoyed the times that I've come and got to meet the women in the group. It's just encouraging. And y'all are going to be
amazing. It's very spiritual.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can have had the worst day ever and really not want to go to the meeting
mm-hmm.
and get there at the meeting and leave feeling uplifted.
Yes.
It happens every time.
See, and that's the kind of community that women really need.
Yes.
So tell me the times again that y'all meet.
We usually meet on the fourth Tuesday
mm-hmm.
of every month,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually at 5:30 at UAMS.
Got it.
But if you need to know the times or the dates, contact me or Josephine Jackson.
Got you. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Wayman, and you are tuned to the Lord's radio station. Keep your dial right here, and we hope to see you on Saturday at the car wash. And if you really want to reach out to Delta Survivors, you can find them on Facebook. Just look up Delta Survivors on Facebook. And if you want to reach Dr. Josephine Jackson at UAMS, the number is 870-572-2727. That's 572-2727. Her extension is 103. Again, 870-572-2727, extension 103. That's Dr. Josephine Jackson. Or you can find Delta Survivors on Facebook. And definitely reach out, and they'll be happy to hear from you. Stay tuned. You're on the Lord's radio station.